Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, help us to seek your will above all else and to put others before ourselves. Guide us to always focus on your unwavering promises and to find reasons to be positive and joyful, regardless of the circumstances we face. Thank you that this is possible because you have loved us and made yourself known to us, and all hope is found in you. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey, it's from Junk to Treasure. I could use some prayers. This weather change business, like it happens to me every year, we go from extremely hot, humid temperatures quickly down to rainy, cold, windy temperatures, and my sinuses get all jacked up, and so I think my sinuses and my eyes are having a contest to see who can run the fastest and the most. So, if you could please pray for quick recovery, I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much, family.
Hey, my amazing dad fam. This is KSD. My heart just broke as I heard Pastor Brian and Lady Jill sharing about Ezekiel having a breakdown and becoming dehydrated. So, I just want to pray for all of you guys. Father, I thank you, first of all, that it wasn't anything super serious, more than than dehydration for Zeke. I thank you, God, that the medical team was there to provide the care and the help and assist them and to be caring, as Lady Jill pointed out. And I just thank you for allowing Zeke to come through that and to be restored. But I pray as they are wrapping up their journey that you will continue to look after them, keep them, Lord, strengthen them physically, mentally, emotionally, and most of all spiritually. Will you cover them, Lord? Would you please protect and place a hedge of protection around about them as they are traveling to and from? Allow them to get all of the nutrients and the rest and all that they need so that they can continue on the journey without any mishaps. God, we thank you for Pastor Brian and Lady Jill for their sacrifice to not just get this for themselves, but to share it with us. And so we pray that you will continue to keep them, all of them, in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you.
Hi, this is Altalee Hallie again on the 1st of November, and I just heard this request from Kathleen from the Midlands for a guy named Elo, and I just agree with you that his brain will talk to his shoulder. I just pray that you reveal your truth to him and set him free, and he'll serve the Jesus God, our Jesus, the one and true God. And we just ask this and agree with you, Kathleen, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we come before you because we have a message from Catherine in England for this gentleman, Elo, that she met, who is Danish. He doesn't believe in God, and he says his brain isn't communicating with his shoulders. And Lord, as we present this prayer to you, we thank you that we can pray for him and that we have faith in our God Most High. And Lord, our deepest concern is for the salvation of this young man's soul. And Our second concern, Lord, is that you touch this man from the innermost workings of his being and cause that brain to immediately make pathways through his whole entire body to communicate as in the original DNA plan that you have set forth. And when he is allowed to be able to move his body freely again, because of your mighty power, that he will drop to his knees and accept you in his heart, and that he will know that our God is alive and working and powerful and saving, and that he will use those shoulders to lift his arms toward the heavens to praise you and give you thanks for the miracle that you have done for him. And right now, Lord, we praise you. We praise you that you still love this man who verbally says he doesn't believe. But we know that you love him, and we ask for you to orchestrate this miracle so that he comes to a belief in you, so that he can bring others into salvation's plan through this miracle. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, amen and amen.
Salutations, my dad family. It's Broken Vessel from Alberta, Canada. And glad to be in NC. I want you to know that I'm still praying for your sister with cancer. And I wanted to thank you so much for your prayers, because I have an update. Pumpkin's brother Donnie was moved to hospice a couple weeks ago, and they were taking care of him. He passed away this morning on Pumpkin's birthday. And as much as the tears are flowing, she called me to let me know that they're happy tears, that he's no longer suffering. So I just wanted to let you know that. And I wanted to let you know that I'm praying for your sister. That's a lot of times we think that's the only thing I can do is pray. No. That's the best thing we can do is pray. So I want to thank you so much and let you know that I'm doing the same. I love you, my sister. God loves you so much more.
It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower, and I'm praying for Nathan and Mitchell and all of our children, whether they're younger or older, who have lost their way. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would just bless each family, bring peace within the family, and be the glue that holds the family together. We pray over these children who are having problems, that you would make straight their crooked paths, that you would prepare the place before them, bring people into their lives who will lead them on to you. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us children. They are such a precious gift. And we lift all our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren up to you and say, Father, strengthen them in your wisdom, in your courage, in your abilities, that in what you created them to be, make them strong in you. I pray, Lord God, that whatever it takes, that these children will find their way back to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
This is Forgiven Child of God. I'm listening to the community prayers. I'm listening on the 31st, so just this week's. And about 6 minutes to the very end, a lady named Jackie called in, 79 years old, and was seeking prayer and guidance, if I understood her correctly, because her daughter wants her to move out and she's having anxiety. And I just want to say, Jackie, I'm lifting you up in prayer. I'm not even 50 yet, and I would have anxiety if I thought I had to move and not have a choice. And there's just so much that I just can't imagine that feeling that you're having. So, Father God, I lift up Jackie and her daughter, and you know all of the ins and outs of her situation. I pray, Lord, that she is able to figure out something that works for both her and her daughter, whether that be softening her daughter's heart so that she doesn't have to move out, or her daughter helping her find a way to move out. But Lord, we just lift Jackie up and just give her a peace and a comfort that she knows it's coming from you and it's exactly what she should be doing. I ask all these things in your son's name. Amen. Keep us updated, Jackie.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible. This is 20-year listener calling in a prayer request for my husband who's suffering with blood clots in his left leg. He's already been through one surgery, and praying that he doesn't have to go through another one, that there's a miraculous healing of the blood clots that are in his leg. Father God, I just lift up my husband to you, Lord, and just pray a healing over his body, that you would just take away all the blood clots, Lord, that you would just heal his mind, body, and soul. And we just lift him up to you today, Lord, and just pray that your peace and your healing would be over him. Thank you, Daily Audio Bible, for praying with me.
Hello, this is Minita from Lombard. Hi, my sweet siblings. How are you doing? I just want to let you know that Jesus is coming soon, and that he wants us to delight ourselves in him. Then he will give us the desire of our hearts. He's not a genie. Then we can come to him anytime asking for things. He is a sovereign God, and he's a holy God. He wants us to seek him day and night. He wants us to be on our knees. He wants us to pray, to seek him, to search our hearts every day. Then he will answer us. Then he will give us the desire of our hearts. He wants us to love him with all our hearts, mind, soul, strength, and love our neighbor like our own selves. God is good. He's a sovereign God, omnipotent God. He knows our hearts. He knows our needs. He knows what we're going through. When we seek him, when we seek him with all our hearts, we find him, because that's his promises. Jesus is coming soon. This universe is going bad. The signs are already here. Let's all be ready. Let's all stay on our knees seeking him. Let's all seek the kingdom of heaven and not set our eyes on the earthly things. He wants us to repent. He wants us to search our hearts every day and love him and praise him and worship him, because he's holy. Without holiness, we won't see him. Just wanted to say that to you. God bless you. Love you, Minita from Lombard. A big hug.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible. This is His Girl Warrior from Alabama. Hey, it's Saturday, November 1st. So my thought had been that I would do, like, plan out this whole calendar, and I probably will still do that, but it's not ready, and it's November 1st. So you know what I'm grateful for? That I have the ability to speak onto this platform, that this platform was created, and that I know that there are going to be a lot of people out there hearing this gratitude. I am so grateful for ears to hear and eyes to see and lungs to give me breath to talk. And Father, we thank you so much for creating us in your image, for placing eternity on our hearts. God, I pray for all the folks who are hurting and can't see a way out or a way through. God, I pray that you would be right there, the door, the path, the way, the truth, and the life, Father. We thank you. God, I thank you. I thank you for this month of November, where we can celebrate being grateful and thankful. So I love you, Daily Audio Bible fam, all around the world. So this is going to be a short one for today. Peace out until tomorrow. Bye.
Your word is a lamp, God, and it's shining real bright, showing me clearly the wrong from the right. But sometimes I worry, I doubt and have fear. And those are the times when right and wrong aren't so clear. Should I be patient like Job? Sit silent and pray and stand on my faith while my life wastes away? Or should I be assertive, proactive, and in fact seize the time and do all that I can to make sure I get mine? Yeah, sometimes the right and the wrong aren't so clear. I guess that's why they say faith is the absence of fear. Don't worry, be happy. That's what the songwriter said, and I try to think like that sometimes when I'm laying in bed. But still my thoughts are disturbing and they can't be ignored. And a small voice inside me still says, wait on the Lord. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is quite weak. The cupboard is bare and the prospects are bleak. But I'm going to stand on your word, God, and have faith when I pray. Because Jesus' name in Hebrew is Yeshua, and that means the way. I know he's the way, he's the truth, he's the light. And I'll sing praises to you, Abba, Father, in his name all through the night. The cupboard is bare and the prospects are bleak. But I know you're the answer to all that I seek. My situation's changing and I truly believe that right now. The burden's being lifted and I don't even know how. So I thank you, my Father, for the light of your word and that small voice inside me that somehow I heard. And I thank you for Jesus and the joy in my heart that lets me know, Father, we're never apart. And I thank you, Father, that your word does not fail. And if I just stand in faith, I will eventually prevail. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for...
This is Hands to Heaven. I have another stone for your pouch, in case you're facing a giant. This one is based on 1 Thessalonians 5:5. For you are all children of the light and of the day. We don't belong to darkness and night. Here's your declaration. I am a child of the light. You know, there's precious few places on earth that you can experience total darkness, but I'm told that there are caves where you can experience it, and that it's quite impressive to be in a place where there is a total absence of light. But the unique thing about light is that a single candle can be seen from over a mile away. And the really unique thing about that candle is, if you walk into that darkness and find someone else with a candle that needs light, when you share your light with them, it doesn't diminish the light that you have. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in November 1st to pray over our children. Son of man, he said, I am sending you to the nation of Israel, a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me. They and their ancestors have been rebelling against me to this very day. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 3. The children I raised and cared for have rebelled against me. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 2. Who said that? God did. Perhaps you are looking at the way your child is living and you think you must be a bad parent. You think you have failed. Hear this. Nobody could have been a better parent than God, and yet his children rebelled. His children did outrageously foolish, self-destructive, wicked things. If your heart is breaking over your child's rebellion, your father knows exactly what that feels like. God's first son, Adam, heard God's command not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the garden, but he rebelled against God and ate. God's second son, the nation of Israel, heard God's word given to Moses at Sinai. He heard that he was to have no other gods but God, that he was not to bow down to idols or misuse God's name, that he was to keep the Sabbath holy, that he was not to murder or commit adultery or lie or covet. But this son also rebelled and refused to obey God's law. To be continued.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, Thank you for equipping us for every good work that you have called us to. We commit to utilizing the gifts, talents, anointing, and calling you have given us, only for your glory and purposes. We pray that as we continue growing in our faith, that we will always seek your heart and desire to serve you with the incredible gifts you knit within us. Father, help us to see the ways we can use our gifts in the season you have us in. And we pray for a heart that is attentive to your leading. We want to use our gifts to point people to you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey, Dabbers, it's the Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. We're calling in for Aaron for Colorado. Lord, we ask you to have supernatural provision for the finances of his car accident, medical bills. Hopefully, this isn't where you're in the loop, Aaron, that your health insurance does not cover your medical bills in a car accident. That is covered either through your liability insurance, if it was your fault, or the other opponent's loss. So just be aware of that. That's hopefully that isn't why it got denied. You go in there and say, here's my health insurance. It will be covered by the legal expenses. So hopefully you know about that. And for the rest of you, I am looking at the Global Campfire poster that I just put up on my wall after having it sitting there since 2017. So I don't know if any of you have one of this poster. I think back in the day, if you donated $100, you got this little poster from the DAB. And mine is number 444 out of 500. So kind of neat. I got that up on the board. Love you all. Have a great day.
Brian, Pastor Brian, Jill, Ezekiel, you guys have blessed me big time during your journey. And one of my favorite parts of your journey is today when you share the word of God, your powerful words bless me big time. And the pizza, you made me hungry. And you took me back, because when I went to Italy, I experienced the same thing about the margherita pizza. It's just so good. Thank you for reminding me, taking me back. I enjoyed my trip when I went there. It just sounds awesome. Thank you for sharing everything you've shared throughout your journey. May God continue to bless you and protect you. Have a safe trip back home. And it's just mind-boggling how you guys still minister to us as you are there. God bless you. May the Lord continue to use you and continue to open the windows of heaven and pour blessings upon you and your beautiful family, and everyone here in the DAB. God bless everyone. I love you guys. A big hug. Minita from Lombard.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan, calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Isaiah 61:1. Father God, we lift up to you today the prison ministries represented here in our DAB community. Mother Teresa in Missouri, the Fresno Angels, Randy in Texas, Billy from Wetumpka, Bruce and all the guys in Arkansas State Penitentiary, and Voice of Hope here in Saskatchewan. Father, Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, you live in us and have anointed us to bring the good news to the poor, comfort the brokenhearted, and proclaim captives released and prisoners freed of earthly bars that keep them from your salvation. We pray for strength, humility, discernment, and protection as we minister to the lost, wounded, and broken. Jesus, may we be your hands and feet, the salt of the earth, to whoever you put us in arm's reach of. We know that it will be hard, and we'll often lose certain individuals to this world. But to bring salvation to but one, we know that the angels in heaven will rejoice. Father, I pray that our communities will rally around us, pray for us, and encourage us as we live out the ministries that you gave us. We ask all of these things in your Son's precious name. Amen. Love you, family.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Tim from Liverpool in the UK. Just like to bring forward prayer. A former student of mine, who's just 21, was in my son's class at school. But he has stage 4 cancer in his legs and his lungs. He just needs your prayer right now. He's been taken into hospital. He went home to his family, but has been taken back into hospital. And things are quite serious. His daughter, his sister is coming home from the States where she's studying to be with him. So just value your prayers. Just pray for Abel and pray for God's healing for him. And pray for comfort for his mum and sister and dad. And just pray for him, please. Thank you. Bye.
Good morning. I want to respond to a couple prayer requests. One is the mother that called in for her son and his girlfriend, Hattie and Tristan. And she mentioned Hattie is dealing with some physical issues like rheumatoid arthritis, but also has some mental battles going on, some big ones, again, with suicide and thoughts of suicide. So we just pray the Holy Spirit over them, the blood of Jesus over them, that the spirit of a physical sickness and illness and the spirit of suicide and the thoughts of suicide would just flee and be replaced by the Holy Spirit and things that are true and good and from God. And we pray for their salvation in the process. And I want to pray for Brian's from Huber Heights. His son is now being charged again with, I think he said, assault. And now that's playing out, and he might lose his apartment, which I believe is the third apartment. Lord, we pray that you would just work out this situation as you see fit. Whatever your will is, Lord, we pray that happens. Whether he gets charged or not, whether he needs to go back to either prison or a mental health facility, that you would just make it abundantly clear to everyone involved, and that you would just give Brian peace about the result, and just allow Brian to just lean on you and continue to pray for his son, continue to intercede for his son, as tired as he is, as much as he doesn't see what
Hey guys, it's November 2nd, and today I am super grateful for the leaves. I love the sound they make in the trees in the fall when they're a little bit crispy, and just looking up at the colors and the sun reflecting off of them. Creation is amazing, and I am so grateful to be able to see the colors and hear. And God, thank you for senses that help us focus and know the world and know you better. And this is a really fast one, guys. So this is my grateful for November 2nd, 2025. All right. Love you guys big. Bye.
This is Hands to Heaven. I have another stone for your pouch in case there's a giant coming your way. This one is based on Hebrews 3:1. Therefore, holy brothers and companions in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession. Here's your declaration. I am holy, and I share in God's heavenly calling. Holy in the sense they talk here, according to the Amplified Version, means consecrated and set apart for God. And it's a good thing to remember, especially when the enemy is inviting you to step outside your holy calling. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in November 2nd to pray over our children. The Word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before His eyes, and He is the one to whom we are accountable. Hebrews 4:12-13. There is a limit to the power of our words in our children's lives. There's a limit to our ability to see into our children and know what is really going on inside them. And there's even a limit to their accountability to us. The Word of God has the real power in their lives. His Word has the ability to penetrate their thoughts and motives. It prepares them for their ultimate accountability before Him. Often the challenge for us as parents is to trust that God's Word really will accomplish His work in our children. Yet when we trust His Word to work, we can stop trying so hard to convince or coerce them. We don't have to feel as if we failed when we don't see the responsiveness we've prayed for. What can we expect from God's Word is working in ways and places that we can't see. To be continued.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we want to submit and surrender ourselves completely and unreservedly in every area of our lives to you. Help us to accept your will over our own and be a comfort to us when things are hard. We want to live in obedience to you and in fellowship with you. We affirm that the Word of God is true, and we choose to live today in the light of your Word. Remind us in times of temptation that we always have a choice, and that you are faithful and will never allow us to be tempted beyond what we can bear. Speak through your Holy Spirit, guiding us on which way to go. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hello, my beautiful fellow dabbers. This is Candace from Oregon. I am just filled with thanksgiving for the Daily Audio Bible. I got to do 10 years straight, which ended a couple years ago, where I never missed a word of this. I heard every prayer request, every single thing that Brian ministered to us, and wow, what a huge blessing that remains. I listen to probably 80% of it now on good weeks. We're traveling a lot. You know, there are very blessed reasons as to why that has occurred, but I just want you to all know that I'm still here. I'm still part of this and so grateful, especially for the journey that Brian and Jill are on right now and sharing with us. God bless you, each one.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. I wanted to call in to pray for, I didn't catch her name, but a woman in Colorado who has type 1 diabetes and needs oxygen around the clock. Lord, I want to lift her up to you. Thank you for sustaining her and being her rock and firm foundation. I pray for that family that you would physically health-wise, but also emotionally and spiritually support them. You would encourage them, let them know that they are not alone. Lord, I don't know if it's going good, if it's not going good, but I know that even when nothing works, you are still working. And Lord, I pray that that would be something that sticks with them and they would know that and know your goodness and provision. Lord, I pray for healing of this illness, at least to the point where oxygen is no longer needed. but it would be amazing if it would all go away as well. Lord, thank you for blessing the world with this family and this couple, and I pray that you would bless them as well. In your son's name, I pray. Amen.
Hey, family, calling in the continuation for November 1st. What the children of Israel needed was not a more perfect parent. They already had that. What they needed was a brother to be born into this dysfunctional human family, one who would not rebel. This brother would take all of the ugly rebellion of his brothers and sisters upon himself, so it would be nailed to the cross. Lord, it helps us to remember that you understand the heartbreak of having a rebellious child. In this very moment, we find a deeper fellowship with you through this shared experience. We know that there's something our children need even more than a perfect parent. Our only hope as a rebel child, and our children's only hope as a rebel child, is to be joined by faith to the only child of yours who did not rebel. We need the perfect obedience of Jesus to be transferred to our account, and we need more than that. We need his glad obedience to you to become a growing reality in our lives. Father, do the transforming work only you can do to change us from rebellious children into obedient sons and daughters. I love you, family.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you praying for this community, Father God. Lord, I pray for the Hardin family and all those behind the scenes that make this community possible. Lord, we thank you that we can hear and listen to your word being read to us each and every day all around the world. Thank you for that, Father. I pray that each of us that hears your word will receive it in our hearts, will understand and apply it to our lives and spread it to others, Father. Lord, I thank you for this community, and I pray for all those that have all different kind of illnesses, cancer, high blood pressure, glaucoma, whatever illnesses. Lord, we pray that you will heal our bodies from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, Lord. We pray that you will comfort those that need comfort. Give them your comfort, your peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord. I pray for marriages, Father God. Help them both to surrender to you, to have that agape love, Lord, to use your wisdom to make godly, wise decisions and choices in their marriage, in their finances, in all their relationships, and all that they do. Help them, Father God, to guard their minds, their thoughts, and their mouths of all corrupt communication. Help them, Father God, to speak nothing but loving, kind, encouraging words towards one another. Help them to have the fruits of the Spirit, Father God. Lord, please, Father, help them to just love and encourage each other, Father. I pray for those that have addictions, please, Father, addictions to drugs, alcohol, pornography, food addiction. Lord, just take the desire of those addictions away from them. Help them to desire your word, to read it, to understand it, to apply it to their lives.
Hi, Deb family. It's Sally from Alberta in Canada. And I just want to thank you for everything, all your love, all your support that I hear every day on this channel. And that you are just an amazing family for me and for everyone. I just want to give a praise report for my friend Jackie. She had a great big tumor removed from her brain, and she's home now. She's recovering, she's getting stronger, and I just ask for your continued prayers for her. She finds out next week what the continued treatment, whether it's chemo, radiation, or whatever it is. But I just pray that you'll just lift her up on wings like eagles, that she'll have her strength renewed, that she'll have all her functions renewed, that she'll have to have the minimum chemo and radiation for full recovery and a full, long, healthy life afterwards, rather than just the short time that they've said at the moment. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Deb family. I just thank you, Lord, for Jackie.
I just thank you that by your stripes she is healed. I come against cancer in the name of Jesus, and I just say, be healed. Thanks, Dad, family. Thanks, Brian, and it's great following along with your travels. And have a wonderful, blessed day. Amen.
Good morning, DAB family. It's Paula calling from Albuquerque. Today is Monday, November 3rd. Election day is tomorrow. Please get out and vote if you haven't. And vote your faith. Vote based on your faith. Don't let somebody tell you that you have to vote a certain way if you know God's word is against that. Anyway, that's not why I called. I wanted to thank Dwayne and everyone else that's praying for my son. I do have a praise report. He joined me at church yesterday, and that was a big thing. He hasn't been in church in years, but he asked. And his short little stint there in jail, he asked me, he said he wanted a paper Bible, not an electronic. And I gave him one, and he tried very hard to pay attention yesterday and to follow along, and it was just beautiful. And the fact that they said they'll be back next Sunday, I pray that that is true. I'm still not sure about his lady friend. I am listening to what the word says and to what he tells me he believes God is saying to him, and that is to end the relationship as soon as this fiasco is over. I love you all, and I continue to pray for you and your prayer needs as well. Have a very blessed and productive week in Jesus.
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada. God, yellow flower calling. Pray with me for Elo. Lord God, we just lift Elo up to you and ask that you heal his shoulder, heal his arm, make him be pain-free and freely moving, that he can continue his life with ease, Lord God. I pray this not for the healing of his arm, but for his salvation of his soul, God, because if you heal him, he would, I don't know, I'm kind of confused. You know, you would think the miracles you did in the Bible would be enough for people to believe, but some people need more. Far be it from me to tell you what you need to do, but we need to pray for the salvation of Elo more than anything else. And if it takes the healing of this arm, Lord God, we ask that in the precious and most holy name of Jesus Christ. I also pray blessings on the woman who ministered to him, and I ask you just to bless her mightily with your heavenly blessings for being so bold as to introduce Elo to you. May the connection be made, Lord God, one way or another. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in the continuation for November 2nd. When the Word of God goes to work in our children's lives, it will expose shallow beliefs and faulty expectations that have become a part of their thinking. It will challenge their assumptions about how this life with God works. Idols will come out from behind the shadows where they can no longer be coddled and protected. The Word of God will help them see the ways in which they want to use God instead of love God. It will break through surface religiosity and even accumulated Bible knowledge to reveal the state of their souls and the incongruity of their behavior. It is not up to us to create change in our children. It is up to us to bring them under God's word and then trust him to do the convincing and changing. And we know he will, because his word is active. Lord, work in our children to place their life under the influence and authority of your word. Lead our children to make themselves accountable to its expectations, to submit themselves to its demands, to accept its truth. Humble our children so that they might allow the word of God to judge their thoughts and motives. Use your word to shape their perspective, set their priorities, and show them what is truly valuable and beautiful. I love you, family.
Hey, Daily Idea Bible family. I've got two people I want to lift up to Jesus and to thank God for at the same time. Actually, three. I've been very, very blown away by the response to CC from PA and Aussie Bear. I'm a couple months behind listening, but around end of August, they both called in and were struggling with very hard things. And just today when I was listening, it everybody was praying for them, and it was crazy. So, well, thank you for this amazing community that encourages and lifts people up in your name. I pray that you would continue to encourage and strengthen and fortify CC from PA and Aussie Bear in Australia. Lord, they are struggling with very hard spiritual warfare things, and they need you. Thank you for bringing this community around them. But I also want to lift up a little girl named Zoe. I don't know where she's at, but I know she's 3 years old, struggling or battling with leukemia. And that is one that's really hard on the body. And two, her family is, I can imagine, in great distress from that. And Lord, that's very, very painful to have to go through from a spiritual and emotional standpoint. So I pray that you would surround this family and encourage them in much the same way that CC and...
Hey guys, it's His Girl Warrior from Alabama. It's already 6:54 p.m. on November 3rd. I still haven't sat down to do my plan to write out everything each day and include a scripture and stuff. So maybe this this grateful month of November just becomes a generic make sure I am thankful for something and have gratitude and see the really great things that are around me organically every day. So today's been a tough day at school. This has been a tough year getting started. I am overwhelmed and drowning the amount of demands that are on me. But I'm really cool, grateful. I'm grateful for the fellow believers at my school. One popped by my room today, said that I'd been on her mind and that she was praying for me, and that was really cool. We've been able to do that for each other, and it is a sweet, sweet experience to get to pray out loud and with and for other people. And so that is going to be my organic. It happened today, and I noticed it and was grateful to the Father for it. So I love you, DAB people. I'm out here praying. Bye.
This is Hands to Heaven. I have another stone for your pouch, because you never know when you might face a giant. This one is based on Hebrews 2:11. For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. That is why he is not ashamed to call them brothers. Here's your declaration. I am sanctified. Where salvation is a single moment in your life, sanctification spans your entire lifetime. It's the way God sets you apart for his purposes and his service. We are all at different points in our sanctification. But it starts the minute we ask Jesus to come into our hearts, and it continues until the moment we see his face. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield calling in November 3rd to pray over our children. While Jesus was here on earth, he offered prayers and pleadings with a loud cry and tears to the one who could rescue him from death. And God heard his prayers because of his deep reverence for God. Even though Jesus was God's son, he learned obedience from the things he suffered. In this way, God qualified him as a perfect high priest, and he became the source of eternal salvation for all those who obey him. Hebrews 5:7-9. Do you know what it is to offer up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears? So does Jesus. Do you know what it is to ask God for the strength to submit to his plan when it brings you pain? So does Jesus. This is why he is able to deal compassionately with us when we are in the heat of the battle over obedience. Jesus is gentle with us because he has cried out to God like we have. But what does this passage mean when it says that Jesus learned obedience from what he suffered? Was he in some way disobedient before? No. This means that his obedience was tested and proven. His was not automatic obedience. It was authentic obedience. His obedience was prayed for, begged for, cried out for, and wept over with tears. Jesus learned through his own experience what it feels like when following God comes with a cost. To be continued.
Hello, my VAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we seek your will today and forever, for only you are the way to life, and only through you may we be fulfilled. Align our desires with your desires, our will with your will, and forever may we live to serve you. Help us to be a light to others by the way we live our lives, and always help us to choose to pursue your will. Be our strength in times of weakness. Thank you that you have plans for us that are exceedingly abundantly above what we can even hope for or even imagine. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Diane Olive and Jeff Brown. And it's in the ending of October. And I had been looking for something. And I found it in the readings from Jill and her husband. And what it got to me was I was remembering my mother, my birth mother, and how close she was always to the Lord. And it brought me back to my roots. And I just felt so grateful and so thankful for the things she gave me. She gave me miracles. She walked with God. She went to Mass every morning, 6 a.m. or whatever it was, the very first part of the morning. And she struggled with things. She struggled a lot. And then I came upon what Brian and Jill talked about, how holiness and purity and joy and change can come when we are allowed to be who we are. And I got something so precious to me and so special that my mother gave it to me first. And it was the gift of healing. And when...
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois, calling in a prayer for Elizabeth in Kentucky. You were a first-time caller, 6-year listener. Your brother-in-law and sister-in-law passed away in a car accident. The daughter survived but has lots of injuries. And then the there's a little bit older son, and we just lift up this situation to you, Lord, the hurting, the healing that will need to take place mentally and physically, and the changes that will come in their everyday life. And I just pray you'd surround this family. We love you, Jesus, and pray these things in your precious name. Amen. Love you, Elizabeth. Call in and give us an update. So glad you called in and that you're a part of the Dab family. Bye-bye.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. This is Nathan from Bloomington, Illinois. Yes, I'm still here. I'm catching up from just being gone over the summer, not being able to have access to the DAB. And so I'm only a few days behind now. And then we'll keep moving on through the end of the year. As some of you may or may not remember, a few years ago I wrote a passion play regarding the life and ministry, parables, miracles of Jesus. And this next January we'll begin our practices for season 3, which is amazing that that God has allowed this to continue. I am blessed. Surely blessed by it. So the prayer request is that we get churches involved who are willing to host our performances at no cost in order to continue telling this story in this way. Right now we have two churches already scheduled for season 3. Our first season we had 2, our second season we had 4, and in looking back, the first 2 seasons, between those in person and who'd watched online, we had nearly 1,800 people view this play. Now, I don't say that because of me and my great works, but it's God's great works that are evidenced through this play. And so I just need to put that out there. It's not about me at all. And I tell the cast that. It's not about me. This is a team. We're all together on this. So our prayer request is that more churches get involved with hosting a performance. We would like 2 or 3 more, and then we'll see where it goes. Each season is brand new. So I thank you so much in advance for those prayers. Have a blessed day.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. I'm calling in for a prayer request I heard on the September 1st podcast. I'm a little behind, but I still think it's important to pray for her. A woman called in for her sister and her sister's husband. They are struggling with infertility, and they were told that their only option is in vitro. And so, Lord, I want to pray for that family. Lord, I don't really know it because it was my parents, but I have heard of the struggles of infertility, and I can testify to your goodness as a product of in vitro, actually. But, Lord, I just want to pray over this couple. I know this is a really hard diagnosis for them, and I know the wife is angry at you, and Lord, I pray that, I don't really know exactly what they need in this moment, but I know that you do, and you are more powerful than fear, and you're more powerful than infertility issues. And I pray that you would just come around this couple and bless them and continue to help them grow in their faith towards you through this process. In your son's name I pray. Amen. I would really appreciate it if you guys would be praying for this couple. That really spoke to my heart.
Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield calling in the continuation for November 3rd. So also, God the Father experienced the pain of watching his son suffer. No father has loved his son as perfectly as our Heavenly Father loved Jesus. Yet his love made room for his son's agony. If the Father had not allowed the Son to suffer, the glorious good of becoming the source of eternal salvation for all those who obey Him would not have been accomplished. Heavenly Father, your own Son, Jesus, learned obedience from what He suffered. So we ask that our children would learn and live out obedience in the midst of the suffering in this life. keep us from always sweeping in to save our children from suffering, so that you might accomplish the good that you intend in and through it. I love you, family.
Good morning. I want to lift up some prayer requests. First, Kathy from Kentucky called for her niece who has breast cancer. She has 3 kids and is going through chemo and likely surgery. So, Lord, we lift this woman up, Farah. We ask that you just pave the way to a full recovery, Lord. That you would just give her access to the best treatments, and that your healing hand would fall upon her. And we just ask and claim healing in the name of Jesus. And then for the family or the, I believe it was a sister that called in, or cousin maybe, for a family member or family in their extended family where the husband is now in prison, likely for maybe the rest of his life, and the kids are going to be affected, the whole family's going to be affected, but it sounds like there was also some stuff brewing before the prison happened, and she mentioned it was very dark, and so Lord, we just ask that your light would shine in that situation, that your seeds of light of your goodness and holiness would just enter and find their way into the core of that family, and then just grow and touch every one of their hearts and minds with healing, with your goodness, with your love, with your grace, and with your mercy, Lord. All the things that are offered through the blood of your Son, Jesus. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with the Trinity Stone. I was down a little while ago at our laundromat doing a giant rug that we have. It's washable. It's too big for our washing machine at home. So I was washing it down at our laundromat. And turned around and looked, and a couple of Mexican guys come walking in. And I said hey to him and all that, and the guy ended up walking by me. You know, we ended up talking a little bit. And I noticed he had Psalms or Isaiah on his shirt as he walked by me. So I got to thinking about it, and I said, I ought to mention the Daily Audio Bible to this guy and point out that there is a Spanish-speaking thing as well. So I did. Right before I left, I turned around and said, hey, you know, I listen to this Daily Audio Bible, and it's an app that you can get on your phone. So he went ahead and downloaded it. I downloaded it for him, and I pointed out to him where the Spanish-speaking part of the app was. So we might have another listener to the Daily Audio Bible. His name is Mario. Anyway, I just figured I'd let you guys know that. And I will talk to you guys later. Love y'all. Bye for now.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. I wanted to call in a prayer request for my family, my cousin that was killed in the auto accident, her surviving family, her siblings, and her mom. I just want to lift them up. And the one sister that was younger than, just a couple years younger than her, and I used to spend summers at my house, and I didn't come to faith in the Lord until I was 21. So we got into all kinds of trouble, not serious trouble, but anyway, I wasn't a good witness to her in those early years. And she's not a believer, and she's really taking the death of her sister so hard, because she said, I didn't have a chance to tell her goodbye or that I loved her. And anyway, I wish you would just pray for me as I try to minister to her and to love on her. Thank you, family. Bye-bye.
This is Hands to Heaven. I have another stone for your pouch, in case there's a giant in your future. This one is based on 1 Peter 2:5. You yourselves, as living stones, are being built into a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Here's your declaration. I am one of God's living stones, being built up in Christ as a spiritual house. One of the enemy's tactics in trying to discourage us from fulfilling our purpose for God is to try to convince us that we are alone, but we're all part of this spiritual house, this temple, being built for God. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
1 John 4:19. We love because He first loved us. Please pray with me. Dear Lord, You are love. Everyone who lives in love lives in You. Help us to walk in love today and every day. When others are difficult to love, give us the grace and endurance to love them anyway, as You have loved us. Thank You for modeling this love by loving us so much that You came to die on the cross for us. We praise You and we thank You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Nancy for Nebraska, and just responding to KSD, to your thank you and your song, and I just have to say, wow, that was so anointed. I can't tell you what a blessing that was, and I just pray it was also just a huge blessing for you, but thank you, and truly, it was anointed.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family, this is Billy from Wetumpka with a Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for my brother, Christopher. He has a scan, an MRI scan done on his brain that he had done last week. He has cancer, breast cancer on his right-hand side, and he has on his right breast, and he has, it's moved to his bones, and it's in his pelvis and his femurs, top of his femurs, and in his spine. And so they're going to treat it as a chronic illness. He said for the rest of his life he's going to have to deal with this. But it is a positive. It is on the positive side of things, not on the negative. Apparently there's negative, double negative, and triple negative that do not respond well to chemo. But the positive side of stuff does respond well. So he is keeping his spirits up with that. He just had a scan a week ago, though, MRI scan on his brain to find out if it's in his brain. And we are praying it's not in his brain. It's going to be life-changing if it's in his brain. It's already changing his life with chemo treatments, but it's going to really change his life if it's in his brain. So anyway, we just needed to cover him up with prayers. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Talk to you guys later. Love y'all. Bye for now.
Hi, DAB family. This is Louisa from Fargo, North Dakota, calling in. I have an urgent prayer request for a friend of mine. She asked to remain anonymous and for her situation not to be shared. So I am going to ask for unspoken prayer request. She did give me permission to start a prayer chain. However, she is not comfortable with me sharing what the situation is. But God knows, so could you please pray for my friend? Again, this is Louisa calling from Fargo, North Dakota. Thank you, DAB family. Love you guys. Bye.
We come to the throne of grace on behalf of the prayer request of beloved in Texas for her cousin's family. The husband is going through a very dark time. Give him a renewed sense of clarity and hope when all things seem to be confusing and dark and meaningless. Be a refuge, O Lord, to him. Revive what love and obedience and strength that has been broken. Grant comfort in place of despair. Reconcile this man to your presence, Lord, and don't let fear and anxiety and mistakes hold him in a future of regret. Let your light penetrate, O God Most High, to the deepest, darkest corner of this situation and redeem this man for your glory. And for the stay-at-home mother, give this wife strength and peace amidst these most difficult challenges that she is facing. Allow her times of rest and grant provisions and protection. Calm her fears and anxiety and deliver clarity to her mind and divine guidance in all things. And for the children, Lord, we ask you to orchestrate a return of stability and structure and routine that will help the children be grounded, heal their emotional wounds, and provide a support system to nurture them out of this spiritual wasteland because of trauma. Take their weeping and moaning and turn it to joy, Father God. And for beloved, be her strong tower and deliver a peace that defies all logic to guard her heart and her mind against weariness. From worrying over this situation, let her surrender this collection of fears and angst and strain and the sense of helplessness over this family struggle, Father God. And let her continually lift her eyes to your glory, Father God. And we ask all of this situation to bring you glory and let us all praise you together for the outcome.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible, Fam Jam. How are you guys? Gathering around the global campfire. It's His Girl Warrior from Alabama. And let's see, my organic, because I can't seem to pull together planning this. Let's see, this is my grateful, thankful for Tuesday, November the 4th. What happened today? I taught school all day. You know what's really, really cool is I get to be part of an organization on my campus that spreads Jesus around. And this morning I got to meet with a leadership team of students. And it was really cool to see kids in my school expressing their faith and expressing their desire to want to spread their faith, and that we still have the freedom for them to get to do that. So that was a really great way to start off my day. So that is my really super duper. Father, thank you so much for freedom. Thank you for pursuing young people. Thank you for pursuing the kids at my school and the grown-ups at my school. And thank you for the opportunity to be involved with this organization. Jesus, we love you. Amen. All right, guys. Have a great rest of your day. And I will talk to you guys tomorrow, okay? All right, bye.
Mwah. Hello, Dabbers. This is Kay from Ohio. Dr. John, I heard your message, and it's been over a week ago, might be close to 2 weeks, about your friend, Dr. Steve, and the health challenges that he is under. God, I ask you just give him clarity, give him peace. We think about all the times that he's had to deliver bad news, what feels like our life is crashing and just spiraling out of control. Dr. Steve has had to give that to so many people, and now he's on the receiving end of it. God, I pray that his faith will soar like an eagle, that his family's faith will soar, and that they will meet you at their lowest point, knowing that you are still faithful and that you're still kind in the midst of it. God, be with others who haven't called in, others who have called in. I just haven't heard their messages, that are going through the same challenges at work, challenges in their home, challenges in their body, in their minds. God, set us free from what we think our minds are warped. We are never going to get it right. I pray that we all run to the altar and seek you first. Kingdom Seeker Daniel. You don't know how many times your name comes across my prayers. Stand fast. Stand fast. Dr. John, you stand fast. We are trusting in the salvation of our God, of Yahweh, the true and living King. Thank you, God, for hearing our prayers each and every time. Thank you for catching every tear.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in November 4th to pray over our children. It is impossible to bring back to repentance those who were once enlightened, those who have experienced the good things of heaven and shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the power of the age to come, and who then turn away from God. It is impossible to bring back such people to repentance. By rejecting the Son of God, they themselves are nailing him to the cross once again and holding him up to public shame. Hebrews 6:4-6. This passage can be very disconcerting, especially for parents whose children seemed at one point to love the things of Christ, but now appear to be walking away from faith. If we're not careful, we can read into these verses that a person with real faith can lose it and then be barred from restoration. But that is not what these verses are saying. Those who are genuinely joined to Christ can never be separated from him. Those who have been adopted by him can never be disowned by him. Those who have been made alive in Christ can never lose that life. It is possible to taste the heavenly gift and the goodness of the Word of God and to be enlightened by the light of Christ that spills into one's life, and even to benefit from the work of the Holy Spirit in this world, but never consume, swallow, or commit to the gospel message. It is possible to nibble at the edges of life in Christ and decide, I don't really like this, it's not for me, it's not worth it, I don't want it. This is the person this passage is talking about. The Holy Spirit will give us a taste of the riches of Christ, but he will not make us eat. To be continued.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for the mustard seed of faith you have given us. Help us to use it to move mountains in our lives. Help us to grow in our knowledge of you. Make us into the people you want us to be for ourselves, others, and for your kingdom. May we draw others to you. Let us be lights in this troubled world. We believe. Help us in our unbelief. Father, may we never forget that there is nothing impossible with you, and that if you are for us, nothing can stand against us. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Good morning, my sweet siblings. I got you guys close to my heart and this morning. Today, November 5th, listening to Brian and Jill was amazing. Thank you, Brian, my pastor Brian, and Jill, and Ezekiel. Wow, Rome. All this that Ezekiel experienced, he will keep it in his memories for the rest of his life, and he will carry on generations to generations, Lord willing. That's fun. That's amazing that you three experienced Rome together. I love the part today about the Vatican, how you explain everything and sharing your thoughts, your heart, the ladies reverencing, you know, in the place. I just enjoyed every minute of it. Thank you so much for sharing to us, sharing all everything that you've shared from the very moment, from the very first day that you've gotten there. Wow, I pray that God will watch over you guys on your way back home. May the angels of God protect you, be in front of you and around you everywhere you go. Guide your steps coming back home. I love you guys. A big hug for everyone. God bless you. God bless you, Daniel. It's beautiful to hear your voice again and being encouraged and comforted.
Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield calling in the continuation for November 4th. This passage is not describing believers who are in danger of losing their salvation. It is about unbelievers who are in danger of losing their opportunity to receive salvation. It is talking about those who see who Jesus is, what he offers up close, those who experience personally some of the joy, hope, and blessings that he gives and decide they don't want Christ. Salvation is forever out of their reach, not because God withdraws the offer, but because they have hardened their hearts and rejected it. Lord, our children have seen who you are and what you offer up close. You have allowed our children to experience the joy and blessing and hope you give. Please don't let our children taste and then refuse to fully take hold of you. Don't let our children reject your generous offer of yourself. I love you, family.
Good morning. I want to lift up a prayer request from Jasmine on the East Coast. Sounds like she's had various relational traumas in the past and recently, and is also just dealing with some maybe adjacent or even unrelated stuff and struggles. And it just feels like the weight of all that is coming down more heavily than normal. So Lord, we just lift her up. We just ask that you would make yourself and your promise to take our burdens and exchange them with yours, which is a light burden, an easy burden. Just make that promise real to her. Let her call out to you and just visit her and give her peace. Give her wisdom on how to navigate this recovery process and what changes she might need to make in her life relationally, just different habits, even geographically. Just reveal that to her. Give her wisdom. Bring people alongside of her to minister to her and give her good counsel and commune with her. But we just pray, Lord, that you are the source of all healing and wholeness. And we pray that that falls upon her, that she just is washed in your healing blood, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hello, this is Jeremy. So this is one of the good news I received. My birthday is coming up and I'm so excited, but I need to invite like 2 or 3 friends. So I invited 4 friends. So I don't know how my birthday is going to work out, but I hope it's good. And to remind other people that God doesn't always answer your prayers. He just waits to get a situation that can fix your prayers. So when you think that when you think that your answers are not answered or not understand by God, don't think it's God's fault, because he's always looking for a plan out there.
I like the stories. Reminds me of God, and this is what I needed to remember. It reminds like I need to listen to God and the Holy Spirit.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible Fam Jam. How are you guys doing? So it's early evening, and have you been outside to see that super moon? Here in the area where I live, it's called the Beaver Moon, the full moon in November. I don't know if the moons, the full moons in each month are named around the world, or is that just a U.S. Farmer's Almanac thing? Anyway, it's gorgeous. Anyway, and then it reminded me, because I am this old, it reminded me of that movie, An American Tale, where the little mouse travels with his family, because there are no cats in America, and the streets are paved with cheese, but then somewhere out there, beneath the pale moonlight, and I just, anyway, I can't sing. Wish I could, and I won't torture you guys with my melodious noise, but I am grateful for the moon, the beautiful moon that it is tonight, but every time I see it, reminding me that it's shining down on my family that's not near me, my granddaughter and son and daughter-in-law where they are, and my daughter who's away, and just all of my family and friends who are not near me. When we look up, we see that same moon, and we know that same God and creator, our Lord Jesus Christ. So Father, I thank you for creation again and how it points us to you. And that is my grateful for Wednesday, November the 5th. Okay, DAB, love you guys. Mwah. Bye.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in November 5th to pray over our children. Jesus became a priest, not by meeting the physical requirement of belonging to the tribe of Levi, but by the power of a life that cannot be destroyed. Hebrews 7:16. Everybody knew that someone couldn't be a priest unless he was from the tribe of Levi, yet the writer of this letter was trying to convince the Hebrew people that someone, Jesus, who wasn't even a descendant of Aaron, was the perfect high priest. He built his case by reminding them that 1,000 years before Aaron, there was a priest of God who was appointed by God and respected by Abraham, Melchizedek. Jesus is not a priest by ancestry, like the Aaronic priests. He is a priest by appointment, like Melchizedek. Jesus is a priest because of who he is, not because of the family he came from. In the Old Testament priesthood, serving had nothing to do with character, ability, personality, or holiness. It was about the family you were born into. But the priesthood of Jesus is about who he is, what he has accomplished, and what he is doing even now. Because Jesus, our mediator before God, has a life that cannot be destroyed, there will never be a day that he is not before the throne of God pleading our case. There will never be a day that he is not interceding with God about our needs. There will never be a day that his perfect record of righteousness will fail to cover us. To be continued.
Hi, DAB. This is Winnie B. I've been listening in the background because I'm still trying to play catch up. But I just want to ask for prayer. I'm in need of a doctor. I'm trying to find a doctor. I had one, but there's communication problems between us, and I just decided to just not go back to her anymore or to that clinic. And so I need to continue with this situation that I'm having to find a resolution. And if y'all could help me to pray that God would lead me to a suitable doctor that will help me and communicate, that would be great. God bless all of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, help us to remember we are not alone and that you are always with us. Help us to shine your love and light in all our words and actions. Help us to be a beacon of light and to share your love and glory. Please comfort those who feel alone. Take their loneliness away and give them a spirit of joy. Help them to know you see them. Fill us with your presence and remind us that we are never alone. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Good evening, Daily Audio Bible. This is Vicky from the desert. I'm calling again about my husband, Ron. We're going in 2 days for him to have a biopsy, of his bone marrow. And this is the follow-up test from the blood test that, so to determine if it is multiple myeloma that he has. It's affecting his kidneys. His blood, his iron level, and everything. Please, if you would, pray for Ron. And I'm especially as his health is failing, concerned about his eternal life. And I want prayer, please, for Ron to accept Jesus, to be saved, to be given his life to Jesus, and pray for his healing also. Please pray for him, Daily Audio Bible. And I'm so grateful for you to be here to ask this of, and I love you and thank you. God bless you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois, calling in a prayer for Stuck in California. Lifting up your nonprofit organization and praying that people will get on board with the mission that you have, and that the right workers will come there and be dedicated to the cause and strive to help all those in need. I work for a nonprofit, and it can be very difficult. We don't offer the same type of services that that you do, and I find that great, what you're doing, and we'll just continue to pray that the funds that will be there, and pray there be new doors opened, the awareness. I don't know what kind of outreach you're doing to the area that you're in to get the word out what you do, and that how it's done, the funding that it requires. But I pray that you will have some new contacts, and the people that you hire will know people to get involved. Thank you for all you're doing. Jesus, please bless their efforts to help those in need. Love you, Dad, family. Bye-bye.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Sherry in Florida. I'm just calling in on behalf of a friend of mine that reached out to me from Montana, where a small little town, this has shaken the whole community. A young couple was out working with cattle in the field on their farm, and somehow rolled their vehicle, and they were both ejected, and their bodies have just been broken and crushed in so many ways. Pelvis, femurs, just they're both in the hospital. They're not expected to make it, especially she's not expected to make it. Their names are Brooke and Patrick, and I've just been listening to Daily Audio Bible for a while now, and I know that the prayer warriors on here are incredible, and I thank you guys so much for stepping in the gap and praying and lifting people up. And I'm just asking you to lift up Brooke and Patrick to you in Montana. Lift them up to the Lord, and I just pray for healing. I pray for a miraculous recovery, that God will show off, that the doctors will be stunned how this turned around for this young couple. They have so much life ahead of them. So I would just so appreciate your prayers for Patrick and Brooke out in Big Timber, Montana. Thank you so much.
Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield, calling in the continuation for November 5th. And because Jesus has a life that cannot be destroyed, all who are joined to him have lives that cannot be destroyed. What security that brings. What an antidote to fear this offers. If your child is joined to Christ, not only does he or she have everything to gain in the life to come because Jesus is pleading his or her case before the Heavenly Father,
Your child has nothing to fear in this life, and neither do you. When your child is joined to Jesus, his or her life cannot be destroyed because Jesus' life cannot be destroyed. Like Jesus, your child may pass through physical death, but like Jesus, you can be sure that he or she will rise again. Lord, we are grateful that it is not up to us to plead our children's case before your throne. Jesus is there, interceding, upholding, keeping, and mediating for our children. We can rest. The power of a life that can't be destroyed is protecting and preserving our children's life. I love you, family.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. Wanted to pray for Susie and thank you for the updates that the kids were all evacuated from the orphanage. And I believe you said they got safely to Port-au-Prince and even had a pizza party. And that definitely made me smile. Thank you, Lord, for answering these prayers for these precious children, for these workers. Lord, I pray you would give them provision, that you would bolster their confidence, provide new resources that they've never had to continue this mighty work as we are called to serve the widows and orphans. We love you, Jesus. Amen.
Good morning. I just want to lift up a prayer request from Bart in Kentucky. He wanted some prayer for his relative named B, or nicknamed B. Just dealing with some obsession over political matters. And so, Lord, we lift up B. We pray. Even though they aren't a believer, that you would just reveal yourself to them. Just the triviality of getting too wrapped up in political issues that you aren't able to control. And second, again, even though they're not a believer, we just pray that you reveal yourself to them and show them that we are citizens of a bigger kingdom before we are citizens of a country. Our allegiance belongs to Jesus first before a political party. And again, I know that Bart mentioned they aren't believers, but we just pray that you would just offer them peace through your son, through knowing and learning about your son, Lord, and learning about a bigger picture than a political party or affiliation. We lift her up, or them up, in your son's name I pray. Amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. I was trying to make a recording. Today is November 6, 2025. It's my birthday. So I was reading in Psalms 23 one day. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul." When I got to the verse that said, "Restores my soul," you know what? I really feel like God wants to restore people. I think he really wants to restore the church. "Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, and renew a right spirit within me." I think I said this verse right. But I really think God wants to restore us. Restore the church. Restore what's taken from you. I think restore is going to be my word for 2026. Because I really feel like God wants to restore a lot of our lives. And what was meant to be ashes in our life turned out to be beautiful. Some things God has gave us beauty for our ashes. But I just want prayer that this year will be the best year of my life. And it'll be the 6-0 birthday. And God will just show me a lot of restoration in my life. And show me joy in my spirit. I think 2020 kind of bummed me out somewhat. But we're not going to go back there. Let's go forward and be in the joy of the Lord, who is our strength. Bye. Have a nice day. Bye.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible. This is New Eyes in Tennessee, and just finished listening to November 6th with Brian reading a passage from Ezekiel that I got to say, I don't know about you, but it was so heartbreaking. And just the visuals and the imagery and the storytelling in Ezekiel is just so painfully beautiful. And I reflect on the heart that I have for my children, and I just weep. I just weep at how things could be so different. And so I just lift up this heart to the parents, to those of us who've been rebellious children ourselves. And I just say, Father God, let your will be done. Bring the children back to your heart. Bring those who are so far away and who are ignoring their destiny in you. Bring them back, Lord God. Bring us all back. Just ward off all rebellion. Chip away at all of our faults and our insecurities, and help us see that we are so beautiful to you, Lord God. Our children are so beautiful. And you want us to echo this promise to our own children and to love our children with the strength, the discipline, and the unchanging love that you have for us and your people. And so, Daily Audio Bible, let's lift up our hearts today to what God has to say about us and how we can believe those promises for our children.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with the Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for my brother. Not a prayer request, actually a praise report. He got his results back from the scan, from the MRI scan he had on his brain. He did not have any cancer in his brain. So that is totally awesome. Got a blessing from God for sure. Now he's still got it in his breast and on his pelvis and on his femurs, top of his femurs and in his spine, but it is all positive. It's on the positive side of things. So it is treatable, or it's not treatable. It reacts to the treatment. We'll say that. So anyhow, I just wanted to put that praise report out there. He still needs prayer. His name is Christopher. But he got good news today, and it's not in his brain. So I'll talk to you guys later. Love y'all. Bye for now.
Thank you, Daily Audio Bible, Brian, Jill, Ezekiel, for being there for all of us. You have seen me through some really horrible times. My prayer requests are for my niece, Amy, who's been diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. 5 lesions are noted, and she's only 44. The next one is a dear friend, Josie, J-O-Z-I-E. Her last name initial is B. She is a 10-year-old girl that's been fighting brain cancer for 4 years, and she's losing the battle because she's lost so much weight she can't receive treatment. So my prayer is that she be healed and that she be able to eat and retain the nutrients that she needs. My third request is Joe, and he is fighting brain cancer as well, and they have turned him terminal. The brain tumor is inoperative, and he leaves a wife and 3 beautiful daughters that are still at home. I meant this for DABC. I listen to Deb C most, but I ask that you keep me in your prayers away, as well as I have multiple health issues and I am handicapped, and you guys every day are the sunshine in my morning. Thank you.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible, family and friends. This is Kelly from Long Beach, California. If everybody could lift up my stepmom, her name is Flora Jean Ellis. She lives up in Apple Valley. She said she was in the hospital last night. She's back home. but they're trying to figure out what kind of this pain that she's having. And also, then she's saying she's having Alzheimer's problems. So, but she's usually pretty active. Just please keep her in prayer for healing. I advise her to get a second opinion from another doctor as well. I'm kind of concerned about it right now. Okay, thank you very much, everyone. Take care. Bye.
Hi, this is Mary from North Carolina again. I just got through listening to November 6th devotional, and especially the prayer request and poem and praises at the end. And in response to those, I just wanted to say this is a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And I thank you, my brother in Christ, for that poem. It was just so on time for the things that have been on my heart this week. And I'm praying for B. Bart that, first of all, that the fear that's in her heart, the anxiety, is calmed and overcome by the power and the blood and word and prayers of the saints in Jesus Christ. And Father, I just pray right now that you open up her understanding in her heart to know you and want to know you, and that her belief and focus is not in man or any political party or any man, but our hope is in Jesus Christ alone. Once again, I'm praying for everybody out there. Everybody be blessed. Jill, Brian, and Ezekiel, I'm glad that your journey went very well, and you all are probably home by now, and I'm thanking God for safe travels and all that you all saw and learned out there. Everybody be blessed, body of Christ out there, my brothers and sisters throughout the world. Love you all, and Jesus loves you too. Many, many blessings and good hope and joy. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Telly calling in on the 6th of November. Blind Tony, I just heard your poem as I was riding my bike to work. And I tell you, man, that poem, I'm going to write it down, type it out, and put it on my refrigerator. I know you don't want an award, but if there was an award for touching someone's heart and encouraging faith in a heart, you did it for me. That was... Yeah, you knocked that one out of the park. So I thank you so much for that. And may God bless you. And it was so good to hear your voice again. Father, I lift up Blind Tony to you right now. And I thank you that however you've restored his home that was burned and the things lost, we just give you praise for that and thankfulness. And I ask that you would always protect our brother with angels and legions of angels if necessary. Thank you for touching his body with your divine health. Based on the stripes that you bore for us going to the cross, we thank you for his prosperity and peace of mind and peace of heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey guys, it's Thursday, November the 6th, and today my grateful is being able to breathe through my nose. seriously, it is being in generally good health. God, I thank you for giving me an immunity system that works okay. I teach and I love my job. God, thank you for that. And thank you for protecting my health. And I pray for those who have compromised immunity systems in whatever way. My particular way is MS. And so, God, I thank you that you're faithful and with us through all of our health concerns. I thank you that you have allowed me to continue teaching and
provide me with the strength and energy to do that. So, Father, I pray for healing for myself with this little cold. I'm sure one of my lovely students shared that with me. But I also pray for those who have more serious things, cancer, other diagnoses. Father, I thank you that you are the God who heals. I thank you that you tell us that by your stripes we are healed, Father, emotionally, physically, spiritually. We love you. All right, bye, Dab. Mwah.
Hey, my precious Dab fam. This is KSD. Wanted to lift up our brother Brian from Huber Heights concerning your son Mitchell. I've been hearing you call out for Mitchell for quite some time, and I just want to continue to lift him up. Lord, you see Mitchell, you know Mitchell, you love Mitchell, and he has gotten himself involved in some criminal activity where he is now behind bars. Lord, will you sustain his life? Will you rebuke the devourer who is looking to kill, steal, and destroy everything about Mitchell? I pray in Jesus' name that you would please surround this young man with your loving kindness. Will you speak to his mind and allow his mental capabilities to line up according to your divine will? Father, let your purpose and plan be fulfilled concerning his court proceedings as he is going before the judge and all of those specifics that entail this situation that Mitchell's in. Will you please preserve his life and allow there to be a ruling that will be favorable for him to get on his feet? Be with this father, Brian. Continue to comfort his heart and allow him to trust you to work things out for his son. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Hands to Heaven with another stone for your pouch in case you see a giant. This one is based on 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are a kingdom of priests, God's holy nation, his very own possession. This is so you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, now you are the people of God. Once you received none of God's mercy, now you have received his mercy. Here's your declaration. I am a member of a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession and created to sing his praises. The enemy will try to tell you a lot of things you're not. But God will tell you all the things that you are. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you that you are able to do a lot with a little, and that whatever we give to you, you multiply. Father, today we give you our lives, our time, and all we have. Help us to be present in each moment and give our best effort in everything we do. Father, we pray your guidance in everything we are involved in. Take us by the hand, lead us down the paths of truth, and help us to live by your design. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey family, Jillian from Florida here calling in on behalf of two of my dear friends, Danny and Rebecca. They've been married for about 3 years now, and I lost touch with them after I moved away. And I heard from them recently and After about their first year and a half of marriage, Danny got really sick, and he hasn't been able to work for almost a year and a half now. So I would love if you guys could just lift them up in prayer. They couldn't find a doctor that could figure out what was wrong, and he's just so, like, his body is constantly in this fight or flight state. And Rebecca is not only Danny's primary caregiver, but also working to make sure that they can continue on. And she just really needs some encouragement. Their family does. So please lift them up in prayer. Lord Jesus, we come before you now, Lord, and we just we lift Danny and Rebecca up to you, Lord. You know what's going on with Danny's body. Lord, you know his heart. God, I know he so badly is just wanting to take care of his wife, and his body just isn't letting him. Lord, we just pray your hand over his body, Lord. Please bring miraculous healing in your name, Lord. Just because the doctors don't know or don't understand doesn't mean, Lord, that you can't solve this, Lord, that you can't heal him. God, we ask humbly, Lord, that you change the course of the trajectory of whatever this illness is, Lord, that you end it in your name. Please heal his body, Lord. Please just encourage Rebecca, and please encourage their marriage, Lord, because what you have bound together, Lord, let no man separate. Just bless them, Lord. Bless them abundantly, and let this be a part of their testimony and just getting to praise your holy name. Amen.
Good morning, my dear family. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower calling. And I want to lift up Mom Betty to you today, Lord God Jesus, and ask for a complete healing and restoration of her health. As we don't know what she's going through, but Lord God, you know everything about her, from the tip of her head to the soles of her feet. And I pray that, God, you would just put your righteous right hand upon her head and send healing throughout her body. I also pray for the family who is so shaken by this incident. And we ask you, Lord God, to give them the peace that can only come from knowing you. Of course, in all things, we submit our will to yours, because you are so much better than anything we can imagine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, this is Salted Light on the Central Coast. This call is for Kingdom Seeker Daniel and his family. Blind Tony spoke a poem for Lady of Victory over the loss of her child, and I wrote it down. And here is how I believe it goes. Every now and then something extraordinary happens. That impossible to explain, causing irreparable damage and immeasurable pain. There are no words that somebody could say that could somehow make the pain go away, because grieving is natural, normal, very much needed, and sometimes it seems like our tears will never be depleted. But Jesus wept and we weep too. Sometimes it seems like weeping is the only thing we're able to do. Jesus was a man of sorrow, fully acquainted with our grief, who realizes Satan uses death to rob us because he's the master thief. Even though we miss what was, we do not grieve as the world does, because we realize that God, who causes tears to the sound of our cries, especially when one of our loved ones dies, gives the sweet Holy Spirit as our comforter and friend, constantly reassuring us that we can see our loved ones once again. So we grieve and mourn. Tomorrow comes and life goes on. Thank you, Father, for the resurrection hope, family, friends, and strength to cope. That was my version, what I wrote of Blind Tony. And I just bring that back up for you, Kingdom Seeker Daniel, in regards to the loss of your son. Blind Tony, I love you so much. I was excited to hear your voice yesterday on Daily Audio Bible.
Hi, DAB family. This is Resting in God's Shadow. I wanted to call in and lift up Susie with the prayer about the orphans and helping out the orphans, the orphanage in Haiti. Your prayer touched me in such a deep way. So I wanted to just come before God's throne of mercy and grace. And Father, we lift up these children. We lift up Susie. We lift up every single person that is a part of this, that has their hand in this, Heavenly Father. We ask for your divine intervention. We ask for things to just fall into place to be able to get these orphans out of Haiti, to keep them safe, Heavenly Father. We pray your hedge of protection over every single child, over every single person that is involved in trying to move those children to get them to safety, Heavenly Father. We pray as they go along and as they do everything, things just miraculously just fall into place. Literally, I pray that they see your presence and your hand in it working every single moment. I pray your peace over them, Heavenly Father, that truly goes beyond all understanding, because I can completely understand the fear and everything that they are feeling. I can't imagine the situation that they're in. So, Father, I thank you that your presence will go with them, that you will go with them, that you are going to be in it with them, Heavenly Father. I thank you that you will make a way. You are a way maker. So, Father, we thank you for what you're doing. I thank you that you have us all in place as a family to hold each other up and to be with each other, whether we are physically with each other or not. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you hear prayers, and prayers transcend all time, that there is no limitation of time. You work outside of time. And I just thank you for your love and your presence in this. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Jacqueline from Montana, blessed in the Bitterroot. Today is Friday, November 7th. I am calling with two praise reports for my daughter, Alexandra. She was 3 months seizure-free on November 4th. Praise the Lord. Every day she goes without a seizure, Lord, we just praise you and thank you even more. And then yesterday we received a letter from Social Security, and she has been approved for her Social Security, including her back pay, which is just going to be so helpful for us to get caught up. And just, Lord, we just praise you and thank you so much for helping her get her Social Security. And we just continue to pray that she goes without seizures, even if she loses her Social Security next year. It's just the back pay is really going to help us get caught up until she can actually get a job, which she can't drive for 3 more months. But then we know you'll help her find a job that she's going to love. And then a prayer request for me. I have been sick for 3 weeks on Sunday. I've just been fighting a terrible cold and tired all the time, and just praying that you will help me get over my cold, Lord. I love you and I praise you and I thank you. I hope everybody has a great day and a great weekend, and I love you all. This is Jacqueline from Montana, blessed in the Bitterroot.
This is Forgiven Child of God, and I am listening to November the 7th, and Gloria, you called in asking for prayer for your daughter, Vanessa, and it just broke my heart. It brought me to tears, just the pain and anguish that you are feeling for your daughter's choices. And I pray that you can just have peace and comfort, knowing that God is in control, but we do have to walk and wait for them to make the right choices. I pray that she will come back to God before any kind of unchangeable actions happen, or I just pray for you. I'm so sorry for this. And Lord, I just ask that you comfort Gloria and that you keep Vanessa safe in her wayward walk, Lord. But that we do know when we make those choices to walk away that there are consequences. And I pray, Lord, that you would just give mom and family a peace that can only come from you in such a hard time. I cannot fathom what she must be feeling, but you can, Lord. You know the pain that she is feeling. I just ask these things in your son's name. Amen. Keep praying for you, Gloria. Keep us posted.
Good morning. I want to lift up some prayers on the prayer line. First, the woman from Winchester, Virginia, that's calling about her mom in the hospital. We just pray for healing. We pray for peace and for the family as they wait. We pray for insight and skill with the doctors to diagnose, and we pray that the treatment is easy and light and won't affect her body in any other negative way. I also want to pray for the mom that called in for her daughter. The mom's name is Gloria. I don't recall the daughter's name, but she is chosen to take the path of drugs and now homeless. And so, Lord, we know that your seed was planted in her mind and her spirit by her mother, bringing her up in the ways of the Lord, bringing her up with a knowledge of you. And so we just pray that you wake that up, that you just visit her wherever she's at, and just shower her with love and grace, and let her know that whatever she's chosen to do up to this point can be forgiven, is forgiven, and that she can walk in the newness of grace and a new life. And I also want to ask for prayer for a guy at my church. He's part of my small men's group. He's 28, water polo player. He just had a stroke recently. And from what I understand, he's awake but can't talk and really immobile. There's like no coordination for eating and stuff like that. So if you would just pray for him, his name is Cam, and just pray for complete healing. I had a stroke 4 years ago. Lord healed me completely. And so I would like everyone to pray for him for that.
Hello, this is Kingdom Seeker Daniel, ASD. This is your brother in Baltimore. Letting you know that, hey, we love you and we're still continuing to pray for you and your family as you are navigating such devastating loss. Know that the Lord is with you. He has not abandoned you. And know that you will continue to find your strength in the Lord. So let us know how we can continue to support you, and know that we love you very much.